The Osgood File, Dave Ross in for Charles Osgood on the CBS Radio Network. The connection between autism and baby horses. After this from Charlie. You wouldn't think there'd be any connection between baby horses and autism in humans, but veterinarians at UC Davis may just have stumbled on something. Over the past 5 years, they've been studying a number of foals at a thoroughbred ranch in Vacaville, California, that were born with something called maladjustment syndrome. In this university video, Ellen Jackson, who runs the ranch, says it sometimes happens that a foal will completely ignore its mother and refuse to nurse.
Well, it used to be just a nightmare. You go, oh great, you're going to have to bottle feed this baby or tube feed this baby for the next 10 days or however long until it grows out of it.
And veterinarian John Madigan says he thinks he's found the culprit.
Our research showed the cause of that is not low oxygen, but actually a persistence of the hormones that keep them asleep in the womb.
So he designed an apparatus to mimic the birth process, a harness to recreate the pressure of the birth canal.
You put on the harness, we've built sort of a little harness that just snaps on, and then as soon as you go to tighten it up a little bit, they just drop and go to sleep.
The harness is then unsnapped, and the horse springs back to life.
We create birth canal pressures, it lowers the neurosteroids, and they wake up. Often very, very quickly, very similar to what happens when they're born.
And overnight, a foal that at first refused to nurse suddenly follows its mother everywhere. Some researchers think that these same hormones are linked to autism in humans, and that if a baby is delivered prematurely or by cesarean and never feels the pressure of the birth canal, the sleep hormone never gets the signal that the birth has happened and it's time to turn off. And so researchers are planning a new study to test whether this kind of pressure therapy, adapted for infants, can achieve the same results. The Osgood File, Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network.